6 and Lock 0. Talk
Radio.
You hear that, Box Rec? I'm 86 and 0. You delusional fucking scumbags are not in my league. When I punched Deontay Wilder in the jaw, that motherfucker's head nearly flew off, man. Go watch my last fight, man. You'll see what speed and power is all about, man. Charlie Z, the greatest.
Going on Facebook, my Facebook account, Charlie Champion Zonoff, has been, like, I just log on, it's been, terminated, deleted, whatever, suspended indefinitely for no reason. I mean, I don't understand. This is ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Why don't they fucking suspend or take off Mike Tyson's account, or Lennox Lewis, or Vander Holyfield, or Deontay Wilder, Mayweather Jr.? Why, you know, what the fuck is it? I think I know why. These motherfuckers can't handle the truth. Every time I post a fight of me fucking somebody up, or I just, like, type something that's, you know, that's real shit, you know what I'm saying? Just laying down the truth. These mainstream bitches, they can't handle it. Because when I insult them, hey, freedom of speech, man. You son of a bitches insult me 24/7, and I insult you 24/7. Well, that's how it works. You stop talking shit about me, I'm going to stop talking about you. But the problem is, you bitches never stop. Hey, man, my fights are on YouTube, man. They're always going to be there. You know what I'm saying? I got the fucking password, son. So, that's it, man. You can't change the facts. Charlie Z is the best, man. Number one pound for pound of all time, man. You can't win 86 fights by accident. You know what I mean? 86 fights without ever losing a single time. Yeah, I'm truly the best. I'm the greatest. You know what I'm saying? That's why I titled the radio, I have beaten everybody. What else is there left to prove? I'm the greatest. Absolutely nothing. Nothing left to prove. But, you know, there's a prophecy that I must fulfill. And that prophecy is to get to 100-0. I want to get that 100th win, walk around with 100, no hat, triple digits, be the first ever boxer in the history of boxing to do it. Yeah, it's gonna be surreal. So there's 14 more to go, man. And, no, temporary retirement, yeah, but no, I'm not gonna walk away from the game for good when I get to 100, no, because I'm going to be in my late 20s. I'm already in my late 20s. I'm 27. But when I get to the 100, no, I'm going to be 28, 29 tops. And, yeah, I'm going to do it before 30, that's for sure. So, yeah, when am I going to retire, 28 or 29? No, man. Yeah, for like a year maybe. Well, you know, out of the ring, distractions. I don't know. I've said that I don't really want to mention it, but me and my wife had another falling out today, and she's been behaving fairly well lately. But today she raised her tone on me for no reason, asked me some crazy shit. And I hung up on her, and here we go again. And I just told her, listen, you know what? It's not working out. We're trying to make it work out, but it's just not. We can't keep forcing, you know. We can't keep forcing it. One second. I got a second one. Oh, no. Never mind. There you go. I'm not going to take it. Anyways, I'm not going to badmouth her. Look, I really love Daria. All right, I really, really love her, like a lot, and the feelings are very deep. And but no, man, I can't. She's not the one, man. I don't think so. No. I mean, how could she be the one? I mean, when she like constantly argues, yells, and always, you know, there's always some kind of problem with her. You know, there's like. Always, you know, there's always some kind of problem, man. I'm sick of it, man. I'm tired of it. You know, me and her have been on and off, right? Well, when we were off, I met some other girl that I've seen in real life already. She's local. She lives in L.A. I don't have to relocate anywhere. And I don't know this girl too well, but from what I could tell, she's very nice. No drama. Calm girl, literally. I really don't want to. They don't want to start over, but I, you know. What can I do, man? If she has temper problems, you know, she's, I don't know, anger management? I don't know, yeah. Fucking yelling for no reason, man. That's not normal. That's it. That's a sign of she. I don't want to be with somebody who has anger issues, man. Fuck that. Anyways, back to the boxing. Charlie Zelenoff versus Deontay Wilder 3. That fight needs to happen next. I mean, I'm sure that bitch-ass motherfucker seen my last fight. Deontay Wilder, this fucking pussy-ass motherfucker. One shot at his bitch-ass, man. This clown. Yeah, he talked a lot of shit. You know, he got beat with one punch in the ring. You know, I don't give a fuck what happened in that second fight. Okay, knockdown. So what? I still won by DQ, and I connected some good body punches in that fight. You know, it was not a good fight, but the first fight was a great fight, man. Right in the jaw, the son of a bitch flew away. It clearly got the better of him in the ring. And, you know, I'm just saying, man, the zone off Wilder 3, that's the fight, man. Klitschko never wants to fight me. Apparently him and Klitschko can't get anything going on. They can't get any. Oh, look, these clowns, I mean, Wilder, he's mainstream, but he did fight the GOAT, Charlie Zelenoff, in the Underground. Therefore, we got that bad blood. He's still participating in that paid professional actor shit, but, you know, we fought. It's on video. Millions of people seen it. There's bad blood. There's history. There's, you know, a lot of animosity, hatred. Therefore, that kind of shit sells. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of shit that people would want to see again. You know what I mean? They're like, yeah, okay, I damaged him in the ring. he didn't damage me in the second fight. So if they want to call it that, well, they want to see a knockout. I didn't knock Wilder out cold. He didn't knock me out cold. You know, I stunned him, crushed him, TKO'd him. I tagged him and I TKO'd him in the ring, and he knocked me down in the second fight. So I mean, but then he got disqualified. He was getting punched in the body before that. So, yeah, third fight would be phenomenal because I would put him to sleep and put an end to all the controversy. These mainstream retards, ESPN, for example, they were talking. I saw everything, man. Teddy Atlas, well, they were talking shit, saying, I mean, of course they're going to back their guy. Wilder's mainstream. The mainstream, you know, come on, deep down, they know I'm the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? These clowns are pissed off that the best boxer is not on TV. The best boxer in the world, the best fighter, is Charlie Zhao, but he's not on TV. But he's beating all these, not all, a lot of them are ducking me, but he's beating a lot of these TV fighters. Like Gilles Zavala, he saw Gilles Zavala, he was featured on television. He knocked some guy out. It was a real fight. He knocked him out. It was on TV. Okay, but he fought me in the underground. He lost. That's it. I'm better than these people. I'm above these people, man. Yeah, I can definitely make money off endorsements, you know, in the future, you know, hats, shirts, shit like that, you know. Yeah, but from fighting, no, it's just pride, man. It's pride, straight pride, son. Yeah, like 86, no, man. You saw the last fight, I pummeled the guy, man. I mean, the hooks, the speed of those hooks, the power of those hooks, one more shot, he would have got knocked out. The thing is, I hit him and he flew into the glass. If I hit him again, he would have literally flew through the glass, and I would have had to pay for their glass. And then that motherfucker could have gotten killed. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's it. He got punched over and over. He got TKO'd. That's it. Charlie Zona, the victor, the winner, and still the champion. And yet, these fucking cocksuckers are deleting my Facebook. They deleted fan-made video. Charlie Zonoff, number one pound highlights. Listen, you people are sick, man. You people, something's wrong with you motherfuckers, man. You're so jealous of me. You just hate the fact that Charlie Z is the best, and you can't change it, man. You want to change it? Get in the ring with me. Go to the gym. Lace them up with me. Knuckle up with me. You're going to lose there every single time. I'm the best. I rule combat. I rule boxing, man. Number one, man. God created me for this shit, man. Why do you think I punch so hard? Why do you think I'm so explosive and so fast? Like, why? Why me? You know what I'm saying? Why am I under 200 pounds, but I'm beating the shit out of 300 pounders? You know why? Because I'm the GOAT. That's why. This clown Mayweather Jr., fake motherfucker, avoided me, knocked his father out. I would have fucking killed Mayweather Jr. if we fought. No, he's not going to be, but when my career is done, like I'm talking when it's all said and done, when I have 100 plus wins, 100 plus knockouts, when it's all said and done, okay, when I have 100 plus wins, 100 plus knockouts, zero losses, when Charlie Z hangs him up, nobody will remember Mayweather Jr., I'm telling you right now. And if he will be remembered, he'll be remembered for being the joke, the fraud, the fucking runner. Same goes to Klitschko. Klitschko, fraud, the motherfucker that ducked Charlie Zonoff despite Charlie Zonoff. When I beat his sparring partner, video of me calling K2 Promotions, challenging this motherfucker, stipulations, oh, you got to be in the ratings. Ratings, what the fuck? I'm number one, you fucking cocksuckers. What ratings? Fucking losers, you put bums in front of this bum, who of course calls a bum himself. You put lesser bums in front of him to make him look superior. Yeah, okay, he may be superior to a bunch of fucking shitty fighters, But you put Charlie Zonoff in the ring with him, Charlie Zonoff's not going to fucking stand there and let Klitschko hit him. No fucking way, man. I'm so fucking fast. Come on, man. You all know how I fight. You all seen me on YouTube, man. I rush Deontay Wilder and boom, click, clack, son. His jaw fucking motherfucker nearly flew out of the ring. Deontay Wilder, as much as I hate the motherfucker, yes, he's limited. I think he's limited. His chin is terrible. And I think Wilder's scared to get hit. But he's better than Klitschko. He shared the ring with Charlie Zonoff. That experience that he fought me is enough. Klitschko's never been in the ring with me. Deontay Wilder shared the ring with the GOAT. He got annihilated, but he still shared the ring with the GOAT. In those 3 seconds where I rushed him, connected, boom. Yeah, hey, better than anything Klitschko's ever done. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, for hypothetical, you put Klitschko in the ring with me, I would rush him. He's not used to that. Maybe he would fight back, maybe not. Look, if he would fight back, I'm a lot faster, and I hit a lot harder. And my hooks are a lot more crisp than his bullshit. I've seen him punch. Dude can't punch at all. He would not hit me. I'm too fast. I would just knock him out with one or two, maybe two, three punches tops. Two, three, four punches tops. I landed 10 punches in 1 second. I could just go off on him, just bomb killer six. Blah, 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 just fucking instant. Rip him in half. Like, run right through him. Him, Tyson Fury, that's what I'm saying. Let me get the winner. But that's the thing. These clowns are staging that shit for Klitschko to win, most likely. And if not, let them fight the UBF champion. They're going to see. That's what I'm saying. So, and if Klitschko actually does fight back and trades with me, he's going to get knocked out. Or TKO'd at the very, not knocked out. No, I'll drop all this hatred I have. Been calling the guy out for such a long time. But yeah, if I was to be in the moment, I would definitely drop him. Look, I caught Deontay Wilder good, man. That was good. No, that was a great shot. It's just, I was a little off balance because we both hit each other. But I'm just saying, it was just, man. No, he was on his way of dropping. The ropes literally held him up. You can basically call that a knockout. Or, he got knocked. I knocked Deontay Wilder out on his feet. You know what I'm saying? I beat Jules Zavala. I'd be better competition than Klitschko. Who the fuck is Klitschko beat? Nobody. Nobody's. Please. Don't. Lamont Brewster is a fucking bum. I would annihilate him, man. He got 6 feet tall. I would kill him. Lamont Brewster sucks. He knocked Klitschko the fuck out. Klitschko's a joke. No, he was not poisoned. And even if he was, hey, I was. Listen, I had a bare knuckle fight one time against a heavyweight. I had food poisoning. I TKO'd the guy with one punch. Got no excuse, man. Tyson Fury is just some loud-mouthed British guy. Can't close his mouth. Runs his mouth. Talks shit. I would kill that guy. He was talking about fighting Wilder. Then after I beat Wilder, he said something about me on Twitter. Listen, Tyson Fury, get in the ring with me, son. Yeah, you're not going to like it. All them overhands. The key to beating all these slow heavyweights is speed. Hand speed. No, I know the power is my power is superior to all of them. My power is immense. When I punch bags in gyms, the roof shakes, everybody saw it, heard it, video, everybody. But the main key is hand speed. Is to put that power, all right, for every two punches that Klitschko throws, it's like 8 or 9 punches that I throw. That's how much faster I am than him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he throws bomb, I go bomb, bomb, bomb. He goes bomb, bomb, I go bomb, 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 bomb. You see what I'm saying? It's like he cannot win. And he can't land a lucky punch because I have a great chin and he just does not have the knockout power to knock me out. Because Deontay Wilder threw his best shit at me and still couldn't knock me out. I got right up. And I went outside and I wanted to continue to bare knuckle. I knuckled up with Mike. Let's go, motherfucker. And I would have knocked Wilder's bitch ass out cold. I would have finished him. It was like unfinished business. I TKO'd him in the ring. And he cheap shot at me outside the ring. So I'm like, fuck it. Let's finish this shit on the street. And then my cameraman, he said, nah, he's like, ain't worth it. You're both going to get arrested. You know, let's go back inside. I'm like, whatever, fuck it. No, well, because he got the belt. I won the fights. I won both fights, and he stole my belt. So I was like, fine, I need to go fuck him up again. He crossed the street. He had people. I literally got up, like, I went right up to him. After the second fight already. And they were filming this shit. And they didn't put it. I punked Wilder. I'm like, I fucked you up in the ring. Punk, let's go again. They didn't film it. There's so much footage that people did not see. Okay, the main footage of me punching Wilder in the ring. Yeah, it's on YouTube. But there's so much footage. Like, a lot of people always tell me, like, yeah, Charlie, you know, like, we know that, you know, fans, like, mainstream is fake and underground is the real shit, but you know, the build-up, though, we like the build-up, you know what I mean? Hey, listen, there was a lot of build-up. Zone off Wilder, a lot of build-up, man. All right? Me and him, face-to-face, at LA Fitness, face-to-face, on the street, Hollywood Boulevard. We nearly got into a fight outside. We had to get separated. Why didn't, see, these clowns didn't put it. Why? Because I was getting the better of him in the war of words. And then I got the better of him in the ring. Thank God somebody recorded that shit, man, because my cameraman, he couldn't even get it. Motherfucker was like pointing at the heat. He couldn't, it was so fast, he couldn't even get it. Scotty recorded it, the rapper. Motherfucker that made the song, Charlie's AP for Peace, huh? He said, Charlie Z, Wilder, boom. Wilder, boom. Get fucking TKO'd, man. But yeah, the last fight, you're as good as the last fight, man. The last fight was one of the best fights, man. That was a big, strong motherfucker that I beat. I made him look like a fool, but I make everybody look like a fool, man. Everybody, man. He was Southpaw Sill. He came in there trying to show off his flashy bullshit. You know, Southpaw Sill is a phenomenal fighter, man, but I'm the greatest fighter of all time. I'm the greatest boxer of all time. Southpaw Sill's not in my league. Southpaw Sill, look, he would destroy Floyd Mayweather. The motherfucker's 175, man. Knockout power, fast hands, good jab. Listen, I fought him. I beat him. But in the beginning, he was swinging, trying to knock me out, and he was, I mean, come on. Talking about opponents, man, that's real competition I'm facing. You know, I'm challenging myself. I'm going up against motherfuckers, that, you know, strong motherfuckers that know how to fight. And then when I beat them, that's how I know that I'm truly the best. This Mayweather Jr. guy, he fights shitty fighters, and then he's, oh, I'm the best. Yeah, in his own head, maybe, yeah. But in the real world, he's not the best at anything. All right? Yeah, this clown does make a video how, like, he's talking about how somebody beat him in something besides boxing. Or, dude, Mayweather, man, I'd beat you in anything, son. I'll beat you in boxing. I'll definitely beat you. Yeah, definitely knock you out in boxing. That's 100%. Basketball, I'm a phenomenal basketball player. It's on video how I'm knocking down on three-pointers, man. I played basketball in high school. You know what I'm saying? Beat him in basketball, yeah, so. A lot of shit. Like, boxing, I'm the greatest of all time. I'm not the best basketball player. I'm a good basketball player, but I'm not the best basketball player. That, you know. Boxing, that's my game, baby. That's my art, man. Yeah, they call it the sweet science, but the thing is, I defy the law of physics. I mean, 6 power punches in half a second, you know, no scientist would have predicted that. What scientist would have predicted there would be a human being that fast? If you would, before I did it, if you would say that, yeah, there would be a boxer one day that would throw six power shots and unleash, release six power shots in half a second. The scientists will say that's impossible. Hey, Charlie Zonov did it. You know what I'm saying? It's on video. You can type Charlie Z versus Vasquez, man. 149 of the video, man. Count six punches. What do we have? Less than a second. No, it was not 1 second. It was less. It was like 0.5. It was like a fucking blitz, like fucking speed of light type shit, man. Like, yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, so that kind of hand speed, you bet that I'm the greatest of all time. There's no denying it. There's no disputing it. And that's it. I'm unbeatable. Yeah, so I mean, if Wilder ever decides to rematch me, he's going to get hurt. Because I beat him when I didn't even train for that fight. I connected that hook and TKO'd him. TKO'd the fuck out of him. So, yeah, I mean, I'm a lot better now. You saw my last fight. I mean, I came out guns blazing, man. Them hooks, man, connecting right, left, right, left. Landed an uppercut. I mean, just all around, you know. Such a great performance. Lived up to everything I said, everything I typed, everything, every video I made. I mean, just lived up to it, man. And that's a real champion, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I don't think Wilder, that's why Dejan backed out. Dejan was supposed to be my opponent. Oh, my God. I would have killed that motherfucker, man. I would have beaten him. I already beat his ass, but I would have beaten his ass so bad he would not. I would not give him the chance to choke me in the end. I would not give him the chance to do any kind of bullshit. I would just fucking annihilate him. I would knock Dejan out cold where he wouldn't be able to get up, man. And that's it. But he doesn't want to fight, man. I don't know. I think this whole Dejan Wilder thing, I think it's over, man. I mean, I already beat them both, and hell with them, man. You know, whatever. I'm moving on with my career. 86 now. Yeah, I'm the best. Charlie Z, number one pound for pound. Yeah, and any fighters out there, there's always new victims. You know, there's always new. I mean, come on, the last guy. MMA heavyweight. I always find somebody's ass to whoop. The U.S. Marine, oh, that piece of shit. He's talked a lot of shit. And the thing is, I challenged him to a rematch because everybody was backing out. He backed out. I mean, come on, look what I did to him. Type Charlie Z versus U.S. Marine. Yeah, okay, he was in the Marines. He was in Iraq, Afghanistan. But he's not in my league in boxing. And the motherfucker had the nerve to talk shit. And I'm telling him, I'm like, listen, clown. I told him, hey, Jarhead, you got hit so many times in the head that, I don't know, man. Something's wrong with you, dude. I mean, you couldn't land a punch on me. You couldn't touch me. The motherfucker got annihilated. Dude, the last guy that I beat did better than that fucking Marine, man. That Marine, he got fucking crushed, man. The U.S. Navy dude I beat, that piece of shit, yeah, that fucking pussy, man. He got annihilated, but he did better than the Marine. This Marine, he didn't even land a punch. And I fucking crushed him. And on the phone, he's talking all this shit. I'm like, dude, man, what? Go on YouTube, man. I'm like, go on fucking YouTube, motherfucker. You got crushed. I punched you. I gave him a 1-2. And then that left hook that I hit him in the temple with. This motherfucker has spaghetti legs, man. Come on, son. You can't talk shit after that, man. I mean, okay, me and Wilder. I got Wilder in the ring. He said he got me out of the ring. All right, me and Wilder got... Look, he lost both fights, but you know what I'm saying. This dude didn't get me anywhere, man. It was all Charlie Zonov the whole fucking time. And he backed out. That's what I'm saying. And in the ring, when I went to Gold's Gym, there was a ring there. I challenged the heavyweight boxer. This guy said no, and he was acting cocky, and I decided to punch him right there on the spot. I jabbed him. I didn't give him a hook or nothing. I just jabbed him in the jaw, and it was a hard jab. And then that's it. He started talking shit, and he didn't do shit back. He complained to the staff. Then I beat the fuck out of that MMA guy on video that everybody saw. That was phenomenal, man. As soon as the fight began, the first punch that I throw, boom, connect. I just rush him. See, that's what I do. That's how I fight. That's my style. I rush everybody. Yeah, sometimes you see me boxing, like against Jill Zavala. It was, but see, even I rushed Zavala too. Like after those jabs, like at 0, was it 0:25? Something 0:26. Man, I hit him up with body shots. Bow, 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 bow. I rushed everybody. I don't think Chris could rushed him. Mayweather Sr. rushed him. Deontay Wilder rushed him. Kevin Luke rushed him. Asian Muscle had rushed him. Everybody, man. U.S. Marine rushed him. Everybody. Put in fucking Mike Tyson in front of me from Mike Tyson. 80s, I'd rush him, knock him the fuck out, man. He'd think fucking five Buster Douglases are punching him, man, if I hit that motherfucker. That's my style, man. See? Like this pussy Mayweather, he's afraid to get punched because he knows that if he gets, come on, man. He's afraid to get punched. This whole defense. What defense, man? What are you defending? You're against small fighters with no power? Give me a fucking break. Who are you countering? Bums? Try to counter Charlie Zelenoff, man. Your face will counter the fucking canvas, son. Come on now. You see, like, my defense is my offense. You know what I'm saying? Like, you saw me rush motherfuckers. Like, I'm not afraid to get hit. I'm just not afraid to get hit. You know, I know I got a great chin, and I know that I just run right through these motherfuckers. I beat them all with my hand speed, my power. Yeah, you don't want to get reckless. That's one thing, you know, as a champion, as a world-class champion boxer that I want to tell, you know, fans and people, the other boxers, you know, real boxers that want to succeed in this game, my advice to you, you never want to get reckless. No matter how good you get, man, never want to get reckless. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, see, notice I have my hands up more nowadays than before. You know, yeah, you never want to get reckless. You always want to. You got to have your hands up. But the thing is, my style, that's how you do it. You watch my fights, that's how you do it. Just rush motherfuckers, man. And those punches, I mean, like, a lot of these delusional haters from these forums always criticize, like, oh, yeah, you clowns, man. You guys, I thought you guys said my punches are telegraphed, man. What happened? How come they all connected? Well, not all, but most of them. I mean, I connected, let's see, enough to TKO him. How did I hit Deontay Wilder? I mean, I thought it was telegraphed. How come Deontay, it was so fast, he couldn't even see it? Boom, man. He saw me coming, but he couldn't see the punch. He moved his head, and that shit was just, bam. In the jaw, Deontay. Come on, man. You gonna call my shit telegraphed, man? Your brains are telegraphed, man. You people are fucking retarded, man. I'm the greatest. Charlie Zelenoff's number one. See, if I was really, like, I never, ever got on the internet, like, in real life, oh, fuck. In real life, I get, you saw the respect I get. Cups, Charlie Z, number one, P4P, fans taking pictures of me. Man, remember that video with two motherfuckers came up to me taking photos of me and shit? Dude, fans literally come up to me and ask to take pictures of me, man. I'm honored, man, because people actually support me for real, man. They're like, none of this, like, I'm not saying everybody's fake on the internet. Yeah, the 20 people that liked my fight, my last fight, thank you, man. I applaud you, and I'm telling you, at the Grove, 3rd Street, come down there. Meet me at the Nike store. They all know me. The people that used to put Charlie Z number one pound for pound, it's been 2013. It's been a little while. They stopped working there, but the securities, they all know. They all know me, man. Just trust me. Just, you walk around, you ask for the champ, the motherfuckers know me. Yeah, so I can sign an autograph for a real fan. And, yeah, these haters, man, these delusional trolls and these mainstream people, man, this HBO bullshit, this Showtime, Joke Time, all these clowns, these are the enemy, all right? You know what I'm saying? They're the enemy. I beat Deontay Wilder, and they have him as undefeated. He is not undefeated, son. When you're getting hit in the jaw and you're flying out of control, your feet give out, you're flying literally out of sight, your back hits the ropes, you're done. And you're going to tell me that you're undefeated? Yeah, that's if Deontay Wilder truly believes he's undefeated, then he has a delusion in his brain. He's not undefeated. Yeah, I know I got knocked down. Okay, he may have gotten me back with the knockdown, but he still lost. He didn't get me back fully because what I did to him in the ring, it surpassed what he did outside of the ring. Basically, in the ring, I murdered him. Out the ring, I went bomb, bomb, and then just got caught with a lucky shot. That bitch-ass fucking TV actor got lucky. I get up. See, he swung and missed when I was taking a knee. You know what I'm saying? Because after I beat him in the ring, I was like, what the fuck is there to prove? You know, it's done. This guy was fucking... I seen his eyes, man. I'm telling you, when I hit him in the jaw, I saw his eyes were like went back. Like, he was done. I'm telling you. He was like, for like 4 or 5 seconds, he was out on his feet. If any ref, like, probably a rigged TV ref would not have waved him because he would want him to come back and, you know, yeah. But, no, any real ref would have waved him. And I would have knocked Wilder out. I would have knocked him out cold had I thrown one more. I mean, he was ready to go, man. This is it. His feet were gone. His arms were up in the air. He was, yeah. Deontay, you're not undefeated. So. Don't worry. Undergroundboxingfederation.webs.com. His losses are updated on there officially. It's on video. So he's not undefeated. BoxRec has absolutely no authority in boxing. I physically beat the shit out of Floyd Mayweather Sr. I physically knocked out Shane Langford. Right? Shane Langford's a handicap, right? Floyd Mayweather Sr., you know, quote-unquote legend. I knocked him out. I beat his ass. I dropped him. Outboxed him. Knocked him out. His head flew in the ropes. Beat his ass. One of the most famous fights in boxing history. Now, I tagged Deontay Wilder, one shot at him. All right, Jill Zavala, MMA TV fighter, beat the shit out of him. Outboxed him so one-sided that he couldn't even land a goddamn punch against me. It was literally a flawless, just like a perfect victory against a huge opponent. And that EFC guy, that guy actually rushed me. Isn't it? Oh, speaking of Russian people, I rush, not Russian people, I'm talking about rushing people. I rush everybody, right? This motherfucker rushed me, and he got annihilated. And then he grabs me, because then we start exchanging. I start connecting more. Yeah, he connected a few lucky punches, but I connected more. And then that right hook that I hit him with, he just grabbed. I'm like, bop, 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 bop. Here you go. Eat this, TV bitch. He's like, before the fight, you know what he told me? He's like, no, he told me, he's like, I'm EFC. I'm like, what the fuck is that, man? He's like, oh, I'm a TV fighter. I'm like, oh, you're a TV fighter? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. You got some gloves, man? I don't even want to get into an argument or nothing like that because you all know how much I hate those fucking fake fucking TV fighters. Yeah. I'm like, you got some gloves, bro? He's like, yeah. I'm like, let's do this. On the video. Beat the shit out of him, man. No, but seriously, it's so much better this way, man. It's so much better this way. You know, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I was never on TV, but I get a chance to fight these guys, and I beat their ass all the time. And they cross over to the underground now to dethrone me because they always lose to me. So that's what I'm saying. If Deontay Wilder doesn't want to fight again, bring on Klitschko, Tyson Fury, the winner of that, you know, glorified sparring session. I'll knock both these motherfuckers out the same night. I beat better opponents. These motherfuckers that hug and hold, and yeah, that ain't boxing, man. That's bullshit. I don't give a fuck how much they get paid. They are not gifted, all right? God didn't give them the talent. God gave me the talent, the power, the speed, you know, the relentless ability. You saw that in my last fight? No, that's relentless shit right there, man. I just went boom, boom, boom. Just fucking no mercy, man. Just hitting them until it was over, man. That's how you do it, man. That's how you do it. Start to finish, baby. Start to finish until I finish them, man. Charlie Z the best, man. You motherfuckers fucking with my account on Facebook, man. Hey, you clowns, man. In real life. Yeah, you clowns got them hackers, all you fucking retards on the internet. Yeah, whatever. You guys live in cyberspace, but in the real world, I'm champion of the world. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Yeah, cyberspace, you motherfuckers know how to hack and all that bullshit. But in the real world, keep in mind, 86 tried. All failed. Every single one. 86 of them failed. You failed too.